KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 82. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 64. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 79 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines. Kansas online voter registration is now back up and running after issues that happened over the weekend. The system was down for more than 24 hours after a statewide outage affected Kansas Department of Revenue systems and websites. The Secretary of State's office said technicians were working to restore service yesterday, and 13 News has confirmed it is back online. The deadline to change party affiliation is today at noon. And if you're traveling to Topeka, listen up. I-70 through downtown Topeka will fully close starting next Monday. The closure is part of the Paul Quincy Viaduct project. All lanes of I-70 between Topeka Boulevard and 8th Avenue will be closed until December. A detour will direct traffic to I-470.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hogs are mostly higher. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower, pressured by generally favorable crop weather. July beans are down 7 1/4 at 11.58. August is 7 lower at 11.62. July corn 6 1/4 lower at 4.34 1/4. September's down 5 1/2 at 4.42 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are watching direct trade develop in some of the major feeding areas. August live's down 2 cents at 2.39.62, and October's 30 lower at 2.30.57. August feeders are down $1.40 at 3.47.02. And on spread trade and technical buying, July hogs are now up to at 101.67. August lean is 60 higher at 99.57. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Did you know buying a vehicle can be fun? Seriously. At Lazy H Auto, we want your next vehicle purchase to be a good experience, not something to dread. Take a look at our inventory at LazyHAuto.com and shoot me a text or call anytime to set up an appointment around your schedule. Don't see what you want? Give us a shout and let us know what you're looking for. Inventory changes quickly, so we may just have it on the way. Lazy H Auto, located just north of Glen Elder State Park. And yes, we're really open by appointment 7 days a week. Good credit finance options as low as 4.99% and warranty-free warranties available on most vehicles. Stop and shop now at LazyHAuto.com.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas today to find out what your neighbors already discovered. Sims Fertilizer and Chemical, with over 300 products in stock, they will save you money and time. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit them at SimsFarm.com.
Kansas summers are a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, and it's important to take care as temperatures rise. Simple steps can make a big difference. Drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and listen to your body. If you start to feel tired, dizzy, or overheated, it's okay to slow down and cool off. And remember, you're not alone. Don't wait. Get medical help fast if you or a loved one feel the effects of extreme heat. Osborne County Memorial Hospital is here to keep you cool, safe, and healthy all summer long.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
Katy Country 94.
There's another light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle business underway. Dress deals in Nebraska are currently at $405. This follows that light round of business in Texas on Tuesday at $255 live. Neither have been enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Bids have surfaced in Kansas at $253 live and $403 dressed in the north. Both are being passed. Asking prices have been slow to surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was mixed at midday with solid and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.94 at $3.96.01. Select was 39 cents lower at $3.84.42. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $10 to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, unweaned, 602 to 636 pounds, brought $387 to $425. Feeder steer, 602 to 614 pounds, brought $424 to $435. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 539 pounds, fleshy, brought $400. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were weak at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be less aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has had some bright spots, but there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. There continues to be opportunity for domestic demand to see a boost with the return of summer grilling season and pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrels and yields at the National Daily Director down 38 cents with a weighted average of 94.37. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 94.85, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 94.37. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $59. Pork values were lower at midday, down 44 cents at $93.29. Ribs were down sharply. Bellies and loins were also lower. Picnics, hams, and butts were firm to higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. New Kansas State head men's basketball coach has his work cut out for him here after being hired a few months ago and getting a staff and now building an entire roster as he heads into the summer. He was on Inside College Basketball with John Rothstein, and he discussed being able to play at Bramlage Coliseum, the Octagon of Doom, and how much that influenced his ability to want to coach at Kansas State.
It's one of the things that I look forward to the most, and what that level brings in general. But Kansas State, the fans are passionate. That building is great. It's got a lot of history. To be at a place where, really for the first time in my career, where the crowd really will make a difference is exciting. And the history's there. So I look forward to that in great detail.
Alexander and his staff are putting finishing touches on a non-conference schedule that should see quite a few games at the Octagon of Doom. The first day they can begin play this next season is November 1st. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit senior Joel Rexroth was named honorable mention pitcher on the Canada Association of Baseball Coaches 3A All-State Baseball team recently. The Beloit graduate set a school record with the most wins in Beloit history at 15. He was dominant on the mound and at the plate as he led the Beloit Trojan baseball team to an 18-7 record and a runner-up finish in the regional to Colby. Rexroth, an All-State football player, great defender in basketball, and great pitcher hitter in Beloit, will go down as one of the best to ever be on the ball diamond. He is joined by fellow NCAA players. Kason Bertrand of Southeast Saline, a sophomore middle infielder, was named second team, and Tiernan Pacek, an outfielder for Southeast Saline, was named a junior. Congratulations to Joel Rexroth being named honorable mention All-State as a pitcher by the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches All-State Baseball Team 2026. Beloit St. John's graduate Edward Herenick will go down as one of the most prolific athletes in all sports at Beloit St. John's. He talks about having a heart ailment nearly derailing his sports career, fighting through it to get back to being a state champion, not only in basketball, but two-time state champion in the triple jump in 1A.
Yeah, it definitely was a hard experience for sure. At the end of my sophomore season basketball career, I had a surgery, and they just randomly found a heart anomaly. So I wasn't able to compete at state my sophomore year in track. So I came back the next year, my junior year, ready to work hard. Got some good accolades my junior year of basketball, and then won state in the triple jump my junior year. And then it's all a blur from there. My senior year was such a blessing. Can't be more thankful for all the people I experienced it with. And then just my dad that's been with me and my family all along this time, getting me through everywhere. And I'm just so grateful that I got to win two state championships in triple jump and then one in the basketball. I was just so grateful for the opportunity.
Herenick, a two-time state champion with jumps his junior and senior year over 45 feet in the triple jump, talks about the oddity that triple jumping is and the steps and techniques used to be a state champion.
On triple jump to start, I mean, you jump off the same foot twice, then the other foot, and then you're in the pit. It really just depends on what board you choose from. But there's just a lot of technique involved during it, and you can choose different ways you want to do it. Like if you want to swing both arms forward or alternate arms, it's just preference. And then once you get good enough, you can learn the technique, and that really helps. Technique is huge in the triple jump. You can be athletic, but if you don't have the technique down, you're nothing. So technique is huge.
Herenick will get the opportunity to continue to jump at the collegiate level. He talks about why Fort Hays State and being part of the student body and on the track team.
Fort Hays State just provided that opportunity with the major I wanted and just the student body that I needed. I'm going into agribusiness, so they provided that. And then they just gave me the opportunity to perform on their track team, which is just a great experience I'm ready to take on. And then I'm just excited for the school for sure.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Down Celebration is just around the corner, June 18th through 20th, and it's time to get those discounted carnival tickets before they are gone. 20 tickets for $25. Save some money so you can have more to spend at Celebration. Stop by these chamber businesses and grab these discounted deals before they are gone. Corner Drug and Gift, Down Superfoods, Expression Salon, Miller Hardware, State Bank of Downs, The Hair Shop, and City of Downs. And a big shout out to the ticket sponsors, Brush Art and State Bank of Downs. Let's make this hometown home. Down Celebration, June 18th through 20th.
Honda Boats in Glen Elder, Kansas, and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in, StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats? They've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard-approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
BHI Auction Services and Montgomery Auction and Realty, hosting the Stephen Meyer Estate Auction No. 3 now through June 8th. Bid online now on an immaculate 2025 Dodge 1500 4x4 Limited Longhorn Edition pickup with under 10,000 miles. There's a massive amount of tools, shop equipment, supplies. Many of these tools are new or used very little. The building and acreage are listed for sale with Bartling Real Estate. Call Brian at 402-768-3175. Roy at 746-3823 and bid online at montgomeryauction.com.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.